KCRW sponsors include Searchlight Pictures, presenting the new movie, The Greatest Hits. Music takes us places. What if it could literally take you back in time? The Greatest Hits is a hypnotic journey through the connection between love, music, and memory. Now streaming on Hulu.
I'm Michael Schneider from Variety.
And I'm Joe Adalian, West Coast editor of Vulture. This is Screen Grab.
So, Joe, I don't know how much live linear TV you watch these days, but if you happen to still watch traditional TV with the ads, you may have noticed in recent months that several networks have been doing new things to try to decrease the number of ads that you see, at least at the start of shows. So NBC, for example, you might see a commercial break where they say, The Good Place is back in 1 minute. Or if you've been watching Fox every once in a while, if you're watching The Simpsons or The Orville or a certain show, you might see a ticking clock at the top of the screen that says the Orville will be back in 60 seconds or less, so stay tuned, and then that clock continues to tick. It's all part of new efforts by the broadcast networks and also the cable networks to address the number one concern of audiences, which is, of course, advertisements. They hate ads. They're getting used to watching TV on streaming services without any commercials. And as a result, their patience is wearing thin. They're not going to stick around much longer. And it's a real catch-22 for, you know, broadcasters and cable networks who, of course, still rely a great deal on advertising revenue. So what do you do? They're trying these out. And, you know, so far, the results seem promising.
You say promising, I say they're rearranging deck chairs on the Titanic. You know, I've seen some of these but only when I'm fast forwarding on my DVR. You know, the networks have to realize that people are moving to sort of video on demand. There is an audience for linear, but it's also a frustrated audience. You know, I do watch cable news sort of semi-live, but even that, it's sort of very frustrating because you can have commercial segments that run as long as 5 minutes. So I think it's good that they realize they have a problem. I think what they need to do now is figure out other ways to solve it. You know, they're going to get more of their revenue from people watching on a delayed basis. And if you watch now on VOD, networks have made strides. Their VOD segments are not nearly as awful as they were a few years ago. There are less of them. They don't serve up the same three ads. It's a little better experience. For the linear experience, I think, honestly, they should try to switch to single or dual advertisers where entire blocks are sponsored by one or two companies. And it just becomes, you know, where the ads actually become sort of more compelling content that you sort of want to see. I think that's one possibility. I don't see enough true experiment with how shows get sponsored. I think that would be a good way to do things. And they could do that with shows like This Is Us, which still probably gets a decent amount of viewership
of live viewership.
live or semi-live.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I think, and that's what the goal of some of these, you know, they call them, you know, they have different jargon terms for them. NBC calls these pods prime pods, which is, you know, 1 minute. So it's either one ad that's 60 seconds or two ads that are 30 seconds each. Now, the problem is convincing advertisers to pay a premium because if you're doing showing fewer ads, then obviously you still need to make your money, so you need to charge more for these limited ad breaks. Now, you could argue if you're an advertiser, if you're only one of two ads, then your message resonates. People are probably less likely to fast forward if they know that a commercial break is only going to be 60 seconds and there's a potential that more people will see your ads. So it's a trade-off, and it's been a process for these networks to work with advertisers, and both sides are, you know, sort of looking at each other and trying to figure out, you know, how to deal with this new age and still get their message out and not lose audiences. That's the one thing that at least advertisers and networks have in common, which is they need eyeballs. They need people to watch their content and their ads. And if this is the only way to do it, then at least it's a start.
I do think one other thing that needs to happen is advertisers need to work on making better advertisements overall. You know, I've watched sometimes some UK television, and consistently the advertisements are much more interesting. They're funnier. They're not as sort of, consistent. And again, I don't know if people in the UK like ads any more than those of us in the United States. They're probably just as irritated by some of them. But I think advertisers have a role to play too. Make better stuff. Why not? Hire different kinds of people to make your advertisement so that they can become almost events.
So you're tired of the Trivago guy, in other words. You've seen enough of him or Flo from the insurance company the last lifetime.
Or Wayfair, which I know has just what I need, but I'm so sick of that song.
Well, Joe, good news is we are here on listener-supported public radio. So no advertising here. Thank you, Joe.
Thanks, Mike.
That's Joe Adalian of Vulture, and I'm Michael Schneider of Variety, and this is Screen Grab.
KCRW sponsors include Searchlight Pictures, presenting the new movie, The Greatest Hits. Music takes us places. What if it could literally take you back in time? The Greatest Hits is a hypnotic journey through the connection between love, music, and memory. Now streaming on Hulu.